Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, and talk about living in the freedom. Here we go, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Paul makes it very clear. Jesus sets us free, but we need to take care that we do not become entangled in bondage again. How can we be brought under bondage? Long ago, two brothers fought for a piece of land in what is now Belgium. The older brother's name was Reynold, but everybody called him Crassus. That's a Latin nickname that means fat. They called him that because he was terribly overweight. After a tough battle, Reynold's younger brother Edward took his lands, but Edward didn't kill Reynold. Instead, he had a room in the castle built around Crassus, a room with only one skinny door. The door wasn't locked, and the windows weren't barred. And Edward promised Reynold that he could regain his land and title anytime he wanted to. All he had to do was leave the room. The obstacle to freedom wasn't the door or the windows. The obstacle was Reynold himself. He was so overweight that he couldn't fit through the door. All Reynold needed to do was diet down to a smaller size, and he could walk out a free man. However, his younger brother kept sending him tasty foods, and Reynold's desire to be free never won out over his desire to eat. Some people accused Edward of being cruel to his brother, but he just replied, "My brother's not a prisoner. He can leave anytime he wants to." But Reynold stayed in that room for 10 years until Edward himself was killed in another battle. Friends, this is a dramatic picture of how many Christians live. Jesus has set them forever free, legally speaking, and they may walk in that freedom from sin whenever they choose to. But since they keep yielding their bodily desires to the service of sin, they live a life of defeat, discouragement, and imprisonment. Because of unbelief, self-reliance, or ignorance, many Christians never live in the freedom that Christ paid for on the cross. The evangelist D.L. Moody used to speak of an old black woman in the South following the Civil War. Being a former slave, she was confused about her status, and she asked, "Now, am I free or am I not?" She said this, "When I go to my old master, he says I'm not free. And when I go to my own people, they say I am. And I don't know whether I'm free or not." She added, "Some people told me that Abraham Lincoln signed a proclamation, but master says he didn't. Master says he didn't have any right to." I think that's analogous to the place that many Christians are at. They are and have been legally set free from their slavery to sin. Yet they are unsure of that truth. And of course, our old master is always trying to convince us that we are not free from the dominion of sin. Friends, today, don't listen to your old master. Do all that you can to walk in the liberty for which Jesus Christ has set you free.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.